It's a huge announcement which could spark a new fire under Ventura County's sagging economy. A Caneo Valley-based venture capital firm, Westlake Village Biopartners, announced the creation of two massive new investment funds. The amount is staggering. They could potentially invest up to $500 million in the biotech field. They would support efforts to develop breakthrough treatments for health issues like Alzheimer's and cancer. The funding could possibly add thousands of well-paid jobs to the community.
It's really the culmination of several years of work that originated out of the City Council's Economic Development Strategic Plan, building on the anchor out there, obviously, in Amgen. The more robust biotech hubs you see around the country, in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Research Triangle Park in North Carolina, South San Francisco, what you see is a large variety of life science and biotech companies, from incubator to Fortune 100.
That's Thousand Oaks City Manager Andrew Powers.
One of the key pieces that's been missing in our region has been the financing component. We here, and the reason that Amgen's here, is we're centrally located between UCSB, UCLA, USC, City of Hope, some of the best scientific campuses anywhere. But there's a lot of creative ideas germinating out of those locations and others that are seeking investment just to get their concept, their theory, their research off the ground.
Power says with the pandemic, interest has never been higher in biotech. Amgen is a global leader in the field and locally employs more than 8,000 people. There are other major life sciences companies in the Caneo Valley, like Atara and Takata. The Thousand Oaks City Manager says the idea is the fund will help with innovative startups in the field.
Via this fund that Westlake Village Biopartners has launched, and these are two new funds to supplement their initial fund, they will be seeding investment in these companies at varying early stages of development.
The hope is that many of the startups or young companies will be based in the Caneo Valley because it's already a hotbed of similar activity. A Ventura County-based economist calls the announcement a huge Christmas gift for the county.
Biotechnology has long been one of the pillars of the regional economy. The period of economic weakness that the county has been suffering really began in 2007, and it's no coincidence that 2007 was the peak of employment in Ventura County's biotechnology sector.
Matthew Phenup is executive director of California Lutheran University Center for Economic Research and Forecasting, better known as CERF.
Just last week, we've really got a punch to the gut in the form of the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis annual county GDP data release. Since 2007, again, 2007 is the peak of biotechnology employment in the county. And the county's economy shrank by more than 15%. The fortunes of the county hinge on activity in this vitally important sector. So this is great news.
Thousand Oaks City Manager Andrew Powers gives an example of how the funds are already starting to support biotech projects in the community.
Alexandria, who is really the preeminent developer of life sciences incubators in the country, and at all of the leading biotech hubs around the country, Alexandria has a presence. They have established a 130,000 square foot campus, some of which is already up and operational, some of which will be operational very soon. They are going to house five of the companies that are being funded via Westlake Village Biopartners, three of which are already moving into the space.
Biotech jobs are the best paid category of employment in Ventura County. Economists say a boost in the field will fan out to help other parts of the community, from home sales to restaurants and retailers. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.